and it is making college come true once again here on Sunday. And I am Jennifer Herrera, Dr. J from Tucson International Academy, where 100% of our graduates get accepted to college. And with me today in the studio is one of our former students, recent graduate from college, sort of recent. She was a COVID graduate of 2022. And actually a current teacher at Tucson International Academy, Rubina Herrera.
Hello, woo! Good to be here. Thank you.
Glad to have you here. Thanks for helping me out today.
No problem. Thank you. Anytime.
And did you just come from school right now?
Yes, I just had a little trip over here.
That's awesome. Yeah, so it's a lot of fun having you here, because what I like about having our employees on is being able to talk about Tucson International Academy as it really is, because I am the superintendent of Tucson International Academies, and I see an overview. Like, I can see more or less how everything is going in general. But when I get the inside scoop from a teacher who's working with the kids every day and sees all the other kids at her school, it's really another look. So I love having that. So thank you for coming over. I know it's not easy, like teaching and then hurrying up and having to leave early so you can get here for the show, and then to share is, you know, a little scary sometimes. So I really appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So like I said, you know, it's kind of exciting that we're what has it been, a year and a half since you graduated from college already?
Yes, about a year and a half.
Geez, that's
already
pretty. So tell us a little bit about where you went to college and when you graduated. What was your major and all that?
All right. So I went to college at GCU, Grand Canyon University. It's a very small school, but it's slowly growing, and I loved it. I love that campus very much. It's a beautiful campus. And I'm just now teaching and learning new things still to this day. And it's been really fun. I enjoy everything about this so far.
Oh, that's great. That's, of course, encouraging for me.
Yes.
And when you were there, you did go through the teacher education program to become a teacher. What did you think? Like, did it actually help you? Do you see any benefit to all that study and all those late nights and papers and lesson plans and things that you did?
Of course, yes, definitely. I do say that this was, it was very helpful. Because without that training, I honestly would probably be stuck and not just kind of wouldn't know what to do, really.
Mm-hmm.
It gets you, I like how prepared it gets you to be in the classroom. They have a lot of practicing with the students in our class where we will all take turns teaching mini lessons to small groups.
Mm.
And that, I think, really helped, because you can't do anything great without practice.
That's a good point. I mean, how many times you can read a book, you can study it, you can do research on it, you can gather data, but until you actually work with a kid, even if it's a mock setup, it's very powerful. It's a very different thing to write a lesson plan versus teach using the lesson plan you wrote. Yeah.
Yes.
So huge. Yeah. Hey, you know, that's the thing I like about teaching, because I too, of course, as you know, I'm an educator and I'm a teacher, a certified teacher for many, many years.
Yes.
And I did my education at Ball State University, which you did get to tour.
Right. I did. It is beautiful.
Oh,
I love
yeah.
that campus.
It's beautiful. It's so true. It's up in Muncie, Indiana, and it does have the Four Seasons, and it's a beautiful place. It was very safe, very friendly. It was a tough program. It wasn't exactly easy, but it was everything I needed for being a good teacher. And when I came out, I got my first job here in Arizona. So that's how I even ended up moving out here in the first place.
Oh,
so,
okay, that's cool.
Yeah, my teacher at the university, at Ball State University, was friends with the superintendent of Nogales Schools Unified.
Oh.
And that superintendent was always recruiting teachers. So he was like, hey, let's do a student teaching down here. Gets them some travel and gets us a potential teacher. And I was one of those. I did my student teaching in Nogales, and then they offered me a job right away. And so I stayed and I taught there, and I taught in Santa Cruz Valley District. I did also do 1 year at Sunnyside before I went back for my master's degree at University of Arizona. And then I landed in Tucson Unified School District for 11 years. So that's how I got to see a bit of schools and got a chance to experience different size districts, different philosophies, different systems to get the job done. And that's how I birthed Tucson International Academy. I tried to take the best from each of those experiences and just bundle them all up and put them into a new comprehensive program, which is Tucson International Academy, kinder through 12th.
Wow. So, okay. That's really awesome.
It's kind of a long walk, I guess, in the park there. But the result was huge. You know, it was a lot of fun to create TIA. And you know, this year is super special. Do you know what's special about it? It's a special anniversary.
Oh, man. I'm guessing there is a 20-year anniversary?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes, 20 years. Can you believe it?
No, that's a long time.
I know. Your whole life.
Yes, actually.
Yeah, I think you were 4 years old when we started the school.
I think so.
And you were in kinder through 12th grade at Tucson International Academy classes yourself, right?
That is correct. Yeah.
So it was definitely fun, you know, having you in the school because I could really see the impact it was having on your life because, you know, you are my daughter.
So, <Yes. laughs>
So just for the listeners, this is my daughter here that's with me. And we never planned. Like, I tried very hard not to push you into being a teacher, but it is hard when you're around it all the time. And when you have a natural gift for kids.
Yes, I would have to say that's what really got to me was it just naturally comes for me.
Yep.
And I would love to encourage almost anyone to become a teacher because it's a really rewarding job. Like today, like yesterday, one of my students told our Spanish teacher that everyone should be like me as a teacher.
Oh, jeez, that's nice.
It's a huge, it just makes you feel so appreciated and cared for and loved by from your students. And to me, that's important. And you want to create that safe environment for the students because most of my kids, they love coming to school. They love it. They always are like, do I have to go home? They always want to ask me to adopt them. And they're funny.
That's awesome. That is very rewarding. I mean, to have built that kind of rapport and to have built up that kind of trust with somebody that you just are meeting with. But, you know, that does go to show that time that your students, that your kids are spending with teachers is extensive. And they do get to know their teachers and their teachers get to know them. And it's generally a very healthy thing because there's natural boundaries that we all keep with teaching. You know, we are professionals and we are not their parents, right?
No.
Even though they sometimes say, Mom.
Oh, yes. Been Mom. Called that quite a few times.
Have
already.
You been called Grandma yet?
No.
No, well, yeah, you're too young. Yeah, now I get Grandma, but I don't know why. Oh, no. Nana. Oh, well. Well, we are going to come back and we're going to talk about the different colleges you looked at and the different aspects that you saw were positives for each of those and how you made your choice. All right.
Awesome.
All right. So this is Making College Come True. We are Tucson International Academy, where 100% of our graduates are accepted to college. And we do have one of our graduates and one of our current employee teachers right here in studio. So we'll be right back, Making College Come True.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to tucsoninternationalacademy.com. To provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Dr. Jennifer Herrera with the Making College Come True radio show, inviting you to join us every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. to speak with professionals, educators, and other members of our community to get tips on how to get into college and succeed in college, and also explore the possibilities of getting a college degree. Join us this and every week for Making College Come True radio show, where we can help you make college come true for yourself or someone you love.
We now return to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
And welcome back to the Making College Come True radio show. I am Dr. J, Jennifer Herrera from Tucson International Academy. And we are bringing you this radio show, Making College Come True, because it is one of the results that we get at our academies. We have four charter school academies, kinder through 12th grade at each location. And they're all here in Tucson. And the goal is to make college come true for those that want to go to college. Now, once again, we always remind people, do you have to go to college to be a success? Absolutely not. It is an option. It is a venue you can use to achieve your dreams and to also succeed in the areas of life you want to succeed in. So I'm very excited to be able to offer that to kids. And, you know, for me, when I grew up, I was told I would be going to college by the visitor in the studio, Rubina Herrera's grandparents. And they just said, when you go to college, not if. And it was expected. And my grandma went to college and my great grandma went to college. So for me, college has always been a part of our expectation as a family. Everyone went, not everybody finished, but everybody went. And I think that that's a valid thing. You know, having that college experience, even if it's just one semester, is very powerful in a person's life. So, of course, the next generation, which is represented in Rubina Herrera, who is here with us today.
Hello, hello.
It's just another extension of what was expected. So I was going to say, when did you realize you were probably going to college, or when did you want to go to college, or how did college first, like, what's one of your first memories of thinking, I guess I'm going to college?
Well, I was just like anyone else. I was debating. I did debate, do I really want to go to college? I don't know. But the more just college kept being in the conversation, the more we visit, like, the college trips that I've been on, it gets you thinking about it and really considering college, because when you actually go to it and see it yourself, it's just a whole different experience. You get to see things that's not online. You get mm-hmm. to see the people that goes to that school. Right. Gets you excited to meet people. And just is what I like to look at college is, not only is it to make you better at something you're interested in, but it also just takes you out of your comfort zone and you learn new stuff. And it's very cool. I love it. But I was thinking, probably in high school is when I was really starting to think, probably like ninth grade. Right in ninth grade, I was thinking, yeah, I'm going to college most likely. So
I love it.
But yeah, I didn't know what exactly yet, which is okay, because it's a big decision.
It is.
But I'm happy with what I chose on becoming a teacher.
Yeah. Yeah, it's certainly paid off. I'll say that. I mean, it has been a huge success for you personally, and I think that that's fun. I mean, when you work so hard for something, and it's probably not been easy. Has it been easy to teach? You just kick back? It's just no problem?
Oh, no. I wish.
How many late nights have you spent at work?
Well, out of the 180 days we teach, probably about at least 100.
I know. That's the thing about being a teacher. There's so many things you can do with the kids. You can do a project. You can do an experiment. You can do a field trip, but it all takes time, and you have to plan it. You have to prepare it. You have to acquire whatever materials you need, and then you have to put it together in a way that your age group of students can relate and not tear down the building. You know, it's like you have to really structure the learning, and it does take time, you know, but when it's a passion of the heart, like, that you care about the kids and you're excited for what you're going to get to do with that experiment or that activity, it's definitely worth it, huh?
Very worth it.
Yeah. Paperwork is another issue, right? Oh. Is there a lot of paperwork in teaching?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not hard. It's just, it takes a lot of time.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, they always say plan your work and then work your plan.
Yep.
And that's the goal behind it. But it does take that planning time. So, yeah.
Oh, yes. Especially if you want to be a great teacher. You got to just sit there and plan.
Mm-hmm.
It does way better and it helps the students more.
It does, right? I mean, yeah. It's kind of a disappointment when you yourself know you didn't quite get all that planning in.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to do something and it doesn't quite go how you had hoped.
Right.
And then you're like, darn it, I just missed this whole opportunity.
Yeah.
So, but then it's a motivator.
Definitely.
To try again the next day, for the next week, for the next lessons. And that, and then it goes on and on. And I just love that about teaching, that there's always something to do. It is never a dull moment, is it?
No, not at all.
So back to your selection of college.
Yes.
So about ninth grade, you were pretty sure you were going to go. Now you, you were saying something about you went on visited college campuses.
Yes.
So tell me about some of those visits. Like where did, what's one of the visits you really remember?
All right. Yes. Man, I remember almost all of them. They were all so fun. That's what I love about TIA. They make our field trips extra fun. Mm. They don't just go to what we planned for. We add just a few extra things along the way. And like the Grand Canyon was awesome. And then we went to the schools like Grand Canyon University. We went to ASU, which mm-hmm. was actually a really awesome school too.
I had never seen it till we went.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
That one I was actually thinking about as well. It's just, it is a pricey school, but it's beautiful and worth it. ASU, we also went to NAU, which was another school. That was my most top, that was my top number one school I wanted to go to.
Yes.
Well, sort of. Because it was also, this was aside from TIAA, but Miami University in Ohio.
Oh, yes. That place is beautiful, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes. It's
oh
a dream gosh. Campus for me. It's it's not too big, but it's not that small.
Mm-hmm.
It's in an area that I know that I'm familiar with.
Yep.
I do like the people, and I've always been wanting to be around that area. It's a new experience.
Mm-hmm.
They had really awesome activities like ice skating there.
That's
and
true.
They just have a lot of variety.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, same with other schools that I visited. They all have a great variety.
Yeah. I know at Miami University, they have like, because the lake is right there, Brookville Lake,
mm-hmm.
And which I grew up on and that I, you know, drove a boat for my living. I would take people from the land out to their buoyed boat and back. And it was just fun. And we just had a great time on that lake. And you had many a great time on that lake growing up as we would go back to visit. And, but that Miami University, Oxford, Ohio is such a beautiful little town, right?
Oh, it is.
Like it's all quaint. It almost looks like England to me.
Yeah, it's like another country. It's really cool. I loved it.
Own little culture, too.
It is.
Super friendly. Remember the gas station? And the guy actually came out and pumped the gas for us, so we didn't know what to do?
Yes.
That was weird. Talking about service. We were talking about service on the other radio show earlier. And, I mean, service stations, they used to call gas stations service stations because someone would come out and fill your tank for you
right.
and check all your water and your battery, and they would check all the levels, and it was like a big deal. And Oxford, Ohio still has that. I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah. That is really cool.
Yeah, and then they have like the huge Olympic sized pool. They had sororities and fraternities and beautiful places to eat and shop mm-hmm. and do the ceramic shop. Remember that?
Oh yes.
So this is all extra in addition to a quality education of a very mm-hmm. very well known university, Miami University. So I mean, I guess you would recommend for people to check that out.
Definitely, check out all schools that you're interested in, no matter the price.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're young, you just have so many options.
Yes.
And I strongly suggest to my younger listeners here that are just get your grades done. Do it good. Do good in school so that way you can get a free education.
That's right. And that's what you did. You had a scholarship for Grand Canyon University.
That's
so, right on. When we come back, we'll talk more about the other sites that Rubina and some of her friends were able to visit. This is Making College Come True from Tucson International Academy.
Are you considering going back to college? Do you know someone who is? Then Making College Come True is the book for you. This in-depth book, authored by Dr. Jennifer Herrera, local educator and superintendent of Tucson International Academy, takes what may seem to be a difficult task and gives a simple rundown on how to make college come true for yourself or a loved one. Get your copy of Making College Come True on Amazon or at TucsonInternationalAcademy.com today.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn, and what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college. Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
Now return to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
And we're back. Tucson International Academy is here with Making College Come True. I am Jennifer Herrera, Dr. J, here with one of our educators and teachers and former student and graduate of Tucson International Academy's, Rubina Herrera.
Hello.
All right. I'm glad to have you here.
Thank you.
And it is fun to talk to you about these things, even though we are related and I know this person very well. We do not often sit here and talk about this. Yeah. But it's more of a like professional conversation because now both of us are in the business of getting kids accepted to college.
Yes.
So it's kind of cool to hear your perspective, to be honest. So thanks again really sincerely for being here.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. Well, we had talked about you definitely went to and graduated from Grand Canyon University and you had a full ride scholarship that first year because you did pay attention to your grades and it did pay off and they did give you one of the best offers that you had. So you chose that one. You were saying that you especially loved Miami University mm-hmm. in Oxford, Ohio, which is a beautiful, quaint, it's like almost like another country. It's just beautiful how the buildings are. It looks like England. Gosh. And then we were talking a little bit about Ball State and you said how pretty mm-hmm. that was. It was so open and a lot of nature and reservoirs and things there. Tell us a little bit more. I know at our schools you did go on the, what we call college field trip, right?
Yes.
And, the college field trip is when we get a group of high schoolers that want to go and look at and physically see and visit, and eat at and walk the campus of, especially Arizona universities. And that's because your state universities will often offer you a little better price because they have out-of-state fees for colleges and universities that are outside of Arizona. So for us, it's always very important that we visit our state colleges, especially because it may be the price is right.
Oh, yeah.
So when we went, we were talking a little bit about NAU, and you loved it. Tell me what you love so much about that, because everyone loves NAU.
Oh, yes. NAU is awesome. They give out really great full ride scholarships to a lot of students, as long as you're paying attention in class and doing what the teacher asks you. And I just love it because, first off, we're in Arizona, you think desert. Well, in Flagstaff, where it's located, we get their snow. They get all the seasons. And a lot of Arizonians, they love variety of weather.
They do.
We all love snow just because we barely get to see it. It's beautiful. It's fun to play with. And then also, I got to see the honors program over there at NAU, and it was just gorgeous. Yes. It just made me want to go even more.
Yes.
They offer you awesome activities you can do, and then they also have a great study abroad program where you can go travel to a different country and learn there. And That is one of my friends. That's what one of my friends are doing right now in Budapest.
Ooh, Budapest. That's crazy, isn't it? Even with COVID and everything, and she's just living it up over there, huh?
Oh, yes, definitely.
It's like, it just goes to show when you have the right mindset about something, you can really enjoy it under any circumstance.
Yes, mindset is key. Please remember that, because that's what I'm trying to teach my students. Mm-hmm. It's all in our mindsets. If you set your mind to it, you'll do it.
Yeah, so true.
Right.
Yeah, so you did set your mind to it.
Yes.
And you did like really think about NAU. Mm-hmm. You didn't choose it for a number of reasons. And but I'm so glad that you did, you know, take a good hard look at it. I also love NAU. I really love the teachers that come out of there. They have an excellent teacher program.
They do.
So I'm thankful for that. Mm-hmm. ASU, if I remember right, that one of the trips, it was downtown Phoenix campus, right? Because
that
they also have their own gigantic, enormous, you know, canvas where you had a modeling event, I believe, at one time. But at downtown, they had a small campus. What did you like about it? Because I was pretty impressed too.
I was impressed. I honestly had no idea it existed. So
me either. Yeah,
it was really cool. They have really awesome, just like cool art around the place, and they make it look nice and homey. Just comfortable. It felt comfortable there, and I feel like that's what a lot of people find interest in, is when they feel comfortable. So I really liked how ACU did that, and then their class sizes were really nice. Some were big, some were small. It had a good variety of class sizes, and they also had, they have a day where they'll bring dogs or some sort of animals for the students to have a stress relief day.
Oh, I love that. Of course, we're animal lovers, you know, but that's so cool that they would bother to care about the stress levels of their students. I mean, that's an extra touch, if you ask me. I think that's very neat.
It does. It's awesome.
Oh, wow. What about that pool? Do you remember the pool on top of the tall building?
Yes.
I would go there just for that.
Yeah.
They had this, the pool that was that campus's like recreational pool they were allowed to use anytime they wanted, was like on this penthouse. It was up at the very top of a very large, tall skyscraper. I mean, I guess it wasn't like huge, but it was pretty hot, tall in Phoenix. And it was on top of the top level, and it was an outdoor terrace, and it was just absolutely beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where they could go every day if they wanted, and hang out and go swimming. It's like going to a resort, if you ask me. So what a cool experience. There's so many kinds of experiences you can have in college, right?
Oh, yes, definitely.
I mean, and there's also good old U of A, you know, which U of A I went to. And I know for you, you just wanted to move out of Tucson, so you didn't really look too hard at U of A, but you may do your master's there, right?
Yes, yeah. I plan on doing my master's there, definitely.
That's awesome. And I did my master's over there, of course, and my PhD. And I mean, what I liked is just how much Tucson loves their university. I mean, you know, my husband, you know, your dad, we love going to the games, right? We love going to the U of A football games. And we haven't really been to a basketball game, but the football game is just a hoot. It's a lot of fun, a lot of energy, a lot of positivity.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Just love it.
Yeah. I do believe we went to one basketball game, which actually was actually really fun. They really do hype up on basketball, too. It's really awesome. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. You know, there's so many opportunities. And again, just seeing the performance level. I mean, I like to think I'm a sports person, you know, but goodness, that kind of talent where they can just like glide down the floor in four dribbles, you know, or something. Geez, it's amazing to me. So seeing the quality and the level of competition is inspirational for me.
Yes. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
And we know that, like from the football program, some of the University of Arizona football players have ended up in the NFL, and it's just fun to see where they land. And you know, there's a lot of famous ones. I'm afraid to say a name because I might be wrong, but I just know that that has been the case. You know, that again, you're getting to see excellence right in front of your face, and it's your university. It's a great feeling to see them representing us.
Right.
So this is the main Making College Come True radio show and is brought to you by Tucson International Academy. If you want your child to be accepted to college and you need some help with all that, enroll them today. TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. We'll be right back.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to VeteranRescueMission.org to donate to the show or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to VeteranRescueMission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at VeteranRescueMission.org.
We now return to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
All right, we are back. Tucson International Academy is bringing you Making College Come True. And I am the superintendent of Tucson International Academy's Jennifer Herrera. And they call me Dr. J. And I'm here with one of our former students of Tucson International Academy, a recent grad from Grand Canyon University, and a current educator at Tucson International Academy East. And so it's a pleasure to have Rubina Herrera.
Woo! Thank you.
And I love having her on because we never talk like this, right?
Never.
I mean, it's like, why would we? We just talk about what we're going to eat and what we're going to buy.
Yeah.
That's life. But it's so fun because it was fun during the years that you were in college. Mm-hmm. And it was fun for your dad and I because we got to go up and visit you and we would take you out to eat and you were so happy to go out to eat and to see us, you know.
Yes.
It was nice to have you and just watching you grow and change. I mean, it was a truly awesome experience as a parent to watch the changes and to see all the neat things you got to do. So we were talking about some of those cool things. I know there's a lot of extracurricular opportunities at each university, and Grand Canyon University seems to have a lot of that. Right. What do you say, like, what are some of the first things that come to mind when I say, what were some of your favorite extracurricular events and activities you did?
All right. Well, there is so many to say that I wish I had the time to talk more about. But the ones that really stuck out to me were like Midnight Madness with the basketball team. Their basketball games were always a fun time. And then, let's see, they also have events for holiday seasons, like for Christmas one time. They had brought us a mechanical surfboard.
Ooh.
And then, or a snowboard, actually, it was a snowboard.
Cool.
And then we also had a little ice skating rink there, and it was really fun. And just all the clubs that they have. I played sand volleyball for a bit.
Yeah.
And it was an awesome time being able to meet new people again and to just play something or do something that you enjoy.
Yeah. With other college people that you may or may not even know, right?
Right. And then also, I forgot. I'm so upset I forgot. They also have a lot of people seem to love singing lately, or singing shows or singing competitions. And so what GCU, had was a lip sync battle.
Oh, yeah. I love those.
It was awesome. So fun to watch. It was a great time.
Oh, man. That's the fun stuff. You have a lot of memories from that, right?
Oh, yes. And then one that I do miss that I missed out on was Mr. GCU.
Oh.
I've heard so many good things about that. I am so sad I didn't get to see one, but I heard that's probably the favorite one Wow. That they have. It's where they pick Mr. GCU. Wow. They have to go through a variety of games.
Oh.
And it's a big competition.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of neat.
Yes. And then also on the day that I got orientation done, and then we had a little candlelit ceremony for those who are believers in Christ that also want to just have an opening to, you made it, you're in college now as freshmen. After that candle lighting, they also had a foam party for us.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes.
How did that work? Like, I mean, if it's a foam party, like, are there machines that squirt it at you, or was it outside or inside, or how did that work?
It was outside near the student union, and they just had speakers on. There was a DJ playing, and then he just had machines that blew bubbles at us. It was great.
That's super. And you walked through and everything, and it was, you got wet, I suppose.
Oh, yes. Uncomfortably.
Uncomfortably. I love that. But hey, that's how you grow, right? You get a little uncomfortable. You know, if you're comfortable all the time, you're not going to grow.
No.
I mean, there's no growth in familiarity and comfort. Mm-hmm. It's always in those times where it's a little uncomfortable, and I just love it that you enjoyed it.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a great time.
Now, I was privy to seeing kind of an insider scoop at your Grand Canyon because you had a vlog. You know, vlogging is still very popular, where people will just share their life and film events and things that they're doing. Mm-hmm. And you did it with your very good partner in and your roommate for all the years of Grand Canyon University was Monique Cañez.
Yes.
So we're going to have her on, the two of you together. That would be great.
Definitely. That would be awesome.
And, you know, you guys were on that vlog like every week. It seemed like you were having awesome time. You did all kinds of like challenges, you know, Facebook challenges and things like that yourselves. And they usually did not turn out the way it did on the other publications. But I remember that at one of your dorms that you and Monique lived in, right outside the front door, there was a pool.
Right.
And you would go like to the jacuzzi. I mean, I remember being so jealous of that. I was like, what the heck? When I went to college, we didn't have a pool outside our front door. And then you would go down there and actually use it. And it just was like, oh my gosh, where do you get to do that as an adult? It just doesn't happen, people. So I'm telling you, go to college after high school. Tell them about that.
Yes, I strongly suggest going to college after high school, because college is usually a once in a lifetime thing. You can't easily come up with money for it. It is pricey. And it's just, college is way worth it. I am so happy I got to go, because now I wish I could go back. I miss it. And I really encourage all the young viewers on here just to please take your time growing up and going to work. Because once you work, that is all you're going to do.
Yep.
And you have a whole lifetime to work. Yes. Unless you're doing something that you love, then okay, go for it. Heck yeah.
Right.
But I strongly suggest you go to college, because that's where you're going to meet new people, especially people that will help encourage you to become a better you. Because it helps finding people that have similar interests in you, and yet even the different interests from you too, because you want a variety. You want to have fun. And if you go to college, you'll have fun. You'll do a lot of stuff you didn't think you would do. And then plus with GCU, it's not just in college stuff you can do too. There's stuff outside of that area of college that you can have fun with. You can go out to dinner with friends. You can go to like a golfing place or a small amusement park around there. And why wouldn't you want to do that? You want to go have fun and just enjoy yourself, especially in college. The hard work pays off, and it's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
I really think it's worth it.
And I agree 100%. I mean, like, how hard would it be? Would you even be able to go back to college at this point and have those experiences?
I mean, it would be a lot of dedication and hard work to get to it, but
they don't even let you live in the dorms now at your age.
No.
You have like a window of opportunity. And that's why as a superintendent of schools and as someone who graduates a lot of seniors every year, I always say to the kids, go to college. Go straight to college. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's tempting to take a year off. I even wanted to myself when I was young. Yep. But don't do it. just go to college because you don't have any bills yet. You're not paying for an apartment yourself. How is it paying for your apartment? Do you enjoy those bills?
No. And it's just you want to just go somewhere new too, right? You want to just start over. You want to start someplace new where no one knows you sometimes and just become a better you.
Yeah. And that's the mindset of college, right? When you're in college, all the professors there have like this deep underlying desire to see what they can do to encourage and to mold and shape and build up the next generations. Mm-hmm. So it is all about development. They're looking for developing people's presentation skills, their writing skills, their verbal lecturing skills, their ability to read, their ability to discern information and make an accurate prediction. I mean, there's so many things that the professors are called to, and they are totally focused on nothing but making each of their students better. Mm-hmm. When you go to work, what are they focused on? Do they want to make you better? Oh, I want you to develop what's best for you, and I want you
No,
they want their bottom line met. Hey, yep. I got you the job. You got to be here on time, and you better figure it out.
Yep.
You know, and it's just a little cold, right? Some workplaces are wonderful, I'm sure. You know, I would like to think TIA is that, but I think we can always grow in that area. But when you are running a business, there's so much at risk. Finances, all the compliance, all the laws, that it's just a different focus. When you see a person, you do want to develop them, but that is secondary. You must preserve your job and your business, because if you don't, then one person's wrong actions can take the whole organization down. So that's why going straight to work, they are not going to develop you like you will get developed in college. In college, they're all for that independent development.
Right.
And job not.
Yeah. And development is important. You want to develop into a better person and just more mature. Because if you don't mature, you're not going to see things the way others see things. You're still going to have that mindset like, no, I have this or I believe this. Mm-hmm. When if you went to like college and you meet other people, they will sometimes open your mind. And you're like, huh, I didn't even think of it like that.
Right. Exposure, yeah. Right? How are you going to get exposed if you stay in your bubble?
Right.
You know, so by going to college, you are thrust into meeting people you never thought you would meet ever. I mean, I met people from all over the world. We had a meal with people from Saudi Arabia, and they ate with their hands. And I was like, you eat with your hands? What? But no, that was a traditional way of eating, and they know how to do it without germs becoming involved. And I just appreciated that experience in particular so much, because it was just one little meal, one little bowl of rice, and I learned a lot.
Wow.
So that's how it is in college. You're exposed to people. You get to focus on development. And you also hopefully will come out with a degree that will give you opportunities galore out in the workforce.
Right. And then if you don't feel bad if you don't do your job right then and there after college, it's okay.
That's right.
But you have that degree, and that's what's important.
Yes, the degree opens doors, no doubt about it. I mean, they can say all they want, but that is not what I have seen.
Right.
And so thank you for being on today and for sharing all this insider scoop, because you're fresh off the field. You're just a year and a half graduated. So we appreciate having you. Thank you, Rubina Herrera.
Thank you.
And everyone out there, thank you for listening to Making College Come True, where Tucson International Academy, kinder through 12th grade, 100% get accepted to college. If you're interested in that for your child, please give us a call or go to our website, TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. See you next week.
Do you have some gently used clothes, furniture, or vehicles that you'd like to donate to an organization that's helping connect our local veterans to housing, benefits, and the services they need to transition into civilian life? Then come to Veteran Thrift at 2241 North Oracle to donate your goods, time, to shop, or to take advantage of our free item program every Friday. Veteran Thrift, with your help, can get unhoused veterans the help they need.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.